James Stiles and his family live on Water Street and are among five families who expect to be relocated under the EPA's plans. He says he hasn't been told yet when the move would happen or how much the EPA would pay for his home.
It's not really a dollar amount. It's a location and being comfortable. I mean, where I was, it wasn't in a mansion or nothing like that, but it was a nice quiet street with a nice little creek behind there. But, you know, 60 years of pollution that happened, and we're just in a bad situation, a bad spot.
The plan would also see the affected homes demolished. The EPA's Mike Basile says there's already been some remediation, with 6 inches of clean topsoil dumped onto the contaminated ground at the site.
We're proposing to spend about $875,000 to demolish the former Flintcoat site on Mill Street, and we will then be able to test underneath the concrete flooring of the building to determine if, in fact, there is any contamination under the facility.
Basile says if their plans are approved, the EPA would hire an agency to help residents find a new home and get resettled. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is one possibility.
So probably sometime in early 2014, hopefully we'll have an agency on board that can begin to communicate and dialogue with these five families.
James Stiles is pleased with the EPA's cleanup plan and relocation, but he says as long as they stay living near the creek, his family worries about the health of his 3-year-old son.
Right now, it's just his play space is confined to the house, and it drives us crazy. You know? But we love him. You know, we're just hoping for the best. As long as he's healthy, we're all healthy. Get us out of there and put us where we need to be. And, you know, I'll be happy and content and hope the best for everybody else on Water Street and in the surrounding areas.
I just wish that it could move faster, but I understand the industrial northeast corridor of the United States, there was a lot of manufacturing everywhere, and there's lots and lots of problems, you know, Love Canal, etc.
Lockport resident Pat Schrader also says he's worried that relocated residents might suffer from health issues in the future. He's hoping for a commitment from the EPA to pay related medical expenses. During the meeting, many other residents who live on streets surrounding the creek express concern about their property also being contaminated. Mike Basile of the EPA says they're continuing to weigh the risks to the community.
We're going to undertake a very structured sampling plan, and it's going to be based on what's nearby, the topography and the geography of the area. And as we embark and go upriver, we will be looking at a variety of different red flags. If it's bad news, then we will probably come up with a plan on how we'll remediate.
The EPA is still taking public comment until August 26th before signing off on the final plan. In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hertzel for the Innovation Trail.